Most of us are aware that the glacial bluffs of the outer beach are gradually eroding. We may even be aware of the average rate of erosion that's usually given, about 3.5 feet a year, though that rate appears to be increasing with sea level rise. Lounging on a wide summer beach with the surf lapping peacefully, safely down below you, you might wonder how this happens. Facing a winter northeaster with sand and surf stinging your face, you can watch the surf nibble away at the base of the cliffs. But the actual recession or retreat of the cliff face is largely invisible. We know it's happening, but it's generally too slow to see, like the motion of the minute hand of a clock. Or, to continue the analogy, an entire section of the bluff may suddenly collapse, like the minute hand of one of those industrial clocks that jump suddenly from mark to mark. Only rarely, though, are we in the right place at the right time to see such dramatic retreats. But there are some places, when conditions are just right, where the second hand of the erosion clock is clearly visible. That is, where the steady, moment-to-moment, gradual recession of the glacial bluffs is in plain sight. I stood in such a place a few days ago, about a half mile south of Ballston Beach in Truro. The Seashore Park has posted signs here which read, "Keep back from sliding cliffs." At this point, the bluffs are about 150 feet high and consist of alternating layers of blue clay several feet thick and seams of lighter, softer, sandier till. When I approached the bluff to look for evidence of sliding cliffs, I encountered instead a vast panorama of miniature sand falls, cascades of fine sand pouring over the series of clay terraces, just as waterfalls pour over rock outcrops. But unlike waterfalls, such sand falls do not flow all the time. Weather conditions have to be just right, as they were that day. It had been dry for the past several days, with a steady westerly wind blowing out over the top of the bluff and down the face. For the most part, the sand falls seemed to consist of fine, uniform grains of quartz. Where the sand slid over the clay ledges, it produced a fine, tingling spray that felt like dry rain against my bare arm. As they descended the slope, these dry cataracts of sand increased in volume until, at the bottom, they formed large deltas or fans of perfectly milled mason sand 15 to 25 feet wide. These sand fans were in delicate balance. I found that I could, by scooping out only a few handfuls at their base, cause the entire fan to slide down several feet. Erosion is not a simple process. It's a complex mixture of surf, rain, wind, trapped air, water, pebbles, cliffs, and even salt. It seems that the larger forces of the earth, its continental plates, its inner fire, its climatic epochs, are at work to produce a rough and chaotic terrain, while the more steady and humble forces of wind, wave, rain, and life itself strive to smooth the roughness, sculpture the forms, and clothe the earth's nakedness in pleasing continuities. Yet, oddly enough, it is here, in these modest, delicate sandfalls, that the millennium-long process of erosion can appear most awesome, most relentless. It is here that one can actually see the very sands of Cape Cod running out upon themselves.